Salarian, as it please my lord. If the king's hand will permit, I should be most honored to forge him a suit of armor suitable to his house and high office.
Two of the others sniggered, but Salarian plunged ahead, heedless.
Plate and scale, I think. The scales gilded bright as the sun, the plate enameled a deep Lannister crimson. I would suggest a demon's head for a helm, crowned with tall golden horns. When you ride into battle, men will shrink away in fear.
A demon's head, Tyrion thought ruefully. Now what does that say of me?
Master Salarian, I plan to fight the rest of my battles from this chair. It's links I need, not demon horns. So let me put it to you this way. You will make chains, or you will wear them. The choice is yours.
He rose and took his leave, with nary a backward glance. Bronn was waiting by the gate, with his litter, and an escort of mounted black ears.
"You know where we're bound?" Tyrion told him.
He accepted a hand up into the litter. He had done all he could to feed the hungry city. He'd set several hundred carpenters to build fishing boats in place of catapults, open the Kingswood to any hunter who dared to cross the river, even send gold cloaks foraging to the west and south. Yet he still saw accusing eyes everywhere he rode. The litter's curtains shielded him from that, and besides gave him leisure to think.